Do you like living in Griffin? You'd say.
Oh, I sure do.
Or.
Certainly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else? You said, I sure do. And you say, certainly. And you say, well, no. Let me see some of these other things. Would you likely say, you bet? Or, of course?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Can you really do that, like painting a picture? Do you think you can do that?
I sure can.
Okay. You'd say the whole thing.
I sure can paint that picture.
Okay. How about what do you say if I'm saying something and you're agreeing with me? I say, you know that place. You say,
well, I agree with you.
All right. Or you say, I say. Did you go up there? And you say,
I sure did.
Or if you're just listening to me and I'm telling you a story and you're just kind of going like this, what would you say? Like, I went up, and you say,
mm-hmm.
And when I saw him, it didn't take me very long to recognize him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that, if I said to you, what, do you agree that this is a very difficult thing to do? What would you say?
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you wanted to be very polite to somebody, would you just say, what would you say if you wanted to agree with him? Would you say,
well, I declare. That's what my sister says all the time.
If she's agreeing.
I do too, really.
Mm-hmm.
I declare.
That mean you're surprised?
Well, I declare.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You know,
but
well,
you,
I declare.
You're accepting what they said,
mm-hmm.
Are you? Uh-huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm doing.
When you're saying, you said, well, I declare, do you often say well in conversation? Do you
mm-hmm.
say, well, I'm going?
Well, I sure do.
All right. If somebody intensely disliked to go somewhere, you say he blanked that place.
He hates that place. He doesn't like that place.
All right. If it wasn't just...
can't stand that place.
Okay. He just can't stand it. Would you ever say he dreaded it?
Mm-hmm. He dreaded that place.
If it wasn't just a little bit cold this morning, it was quite cold.
Freezing cold.
All right. Your mother cooks something you like, you might tell her it's good, or to emphasize it, you might say, Ma, that's...
it's delicious.
All right, or that's blank good.
That's very good.
Okay.
Could be pretty good, too.
You might tell me what you would say if you hit your finger with a hammer.
Ouch!
What would you say if...
Doggone it!
Doggone it. What else would you say that was stronger?
Aw, heck.
And stronger still.
Damn!
Congratulations. I didn't think I'd get you to say it.
Well, I don't know if I'd ever say it.
But you knew what I was trying to get
yeah.
you to say. All right. What might you say if you were excited about something? What do you usually say?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Or
anything? Mm, goody.
Goody. If you say when you're a little peeved at yourself for doing something silly.
Oh, flip.
Flip.
Oh, shoot.
All right. If you're appreciating somebody, what would you say instead of thank you?
Oh, I sure do appreciate you letting me take this for you.
I'm much of what?
I'm much obliged.
All right.
She is now looking for some more of those questions.
All right.
If he goes by the book, he'll get lost, don't he?
Well, that's all right. We don't have to. If it's not quite midnight and somebody asks you what time it is, you might say, well, it's not quite midnight yet, but it's...
almost midnight.
All right. You slip and catch yourself. You say, this is a dangerous place. I...
almost fail.
Fail.
Or fail.
If a woman who appears in plays or movies, what do you call her?
In what kind of movie?
In plays or movies. What would you call
an
her?
An actress.
All right. If your father had a brother... by the name of John, you'd call him what?
Uncle John.
All right. Who was the wife of Abraham, remember?
Sarah.
Mm-hmm. What's the nickname for Sarah?
Sally.
All right.
I didn't know that.
Okay. That's the truth.
And what's the nickname for Margaret?